Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and in case you missed anything on our show, here's today's edition of The Catch-Up.
Today, supermodel Megan Gale tells us how you can help the Movember cause by buying a watch.
We'll talk about extreme cakes after we saw a picture of a wedding cake that is half cake, half emu export can.
Nice. And Justin Hamilton will tell you whether the new Doctor Who spin-off show Class is worth a look.
Lisa and Pete are off having a swim in a nice warm pool. The Elite Triple Cell Solar Pool Blanket keeps your pool warmer longer. See Elite at poolcovers.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
So we're talking about the cake, half emu export, half regular wedding cake, something old, something new, something borrowed, something brewed.
Ah, very good, Lise. Nicely done. Glenn in Morley, hello.
G'day.
What was your cake?
Now, I'm a massive sports fan and my wife is not, and we got married a couple of weeks ago and this was her idea.
Oh.
So one side of the cake is your beautiful white wedding cake, blue and white flowers across the front of it, look gorgeous.
Baby's breath, yes.
Mm. Yep. Spin it around, and it looks like someone's pulled back the curtains, and there's the logos of my three favourite sports teams.
Three sports
teams. Which are?
I'm a Kiwi, and I've lived here for 8 years. So the Highlanders from Otago, rugby, the All Blacks, and the West Coast Eagles.
Sports teams on the other side of the game. Her idea.
Her idea.
I don't expect that to last, by the way, Glenn.
Hey, congratulations on getting married, by the way, mate.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Couple of weeks
to someone who let you have that on the cake.
Yeah, you're
that's
a lucky
fantastic.
Bloke. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll post pictures on your Facebook page.
Do, please. Have a look at the cakes that are there and put yours on.
For sure. Yep. Good all stuff, right. Glenn. Thanks, mate.
All right, no worries.
Cassandra in Kewdale, Extreme Cakes, Cassandra.
We're a cake maker.
Well, yeah, for fun. I am for fun. So every year my boyfriend gets to choose what designed cake he wants for his birthday, and you're probably going to pick a bit of a theme going on here, but I've done a Green Lantern cake, I've done a Millennium Falcon cake with mini Lego figurines to, you know, obviously completely do it, an Optimus Prime cake.
Oh no!
Oh, Cassandra!
I can't even be in the room with him after he said that!
Oh, Cassandra!
Oh wow.
That was actually one of the first ones I did, was the Optimus Prime cake, and it was so big, it was like four cakes put together, and there was just blue and red icing everywhere, and yeah, that was a big one, and I've done like a 3D skull, like an actual skull-shaped proper cake. And just for good measure, they tried to trick me 1 year by getting me to make them a croquembouche, which I also managed to do.
Oh, well done. Thanks, Cassandra.
See you, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Before we get into the full-on discussion about what we're going to be talking about, I need to ask you about something that Lisa's been telling me nonstop since we started this show.
That's
close
not
to
nonstop, maybe once a week. Because the last time I saw you, it was a few years ago. It was about this time of year, but it was more Throvember than Movember because you pushed me out of a plane.
Oh, my goodness. How much fun was that?
It was so much fun.
I don't know if you remember, but I came dangerously close to
you and Dan.
Myself.
But yes, you had to suit up and everything just in case.
Yeah, because they said you might want to once you're up there. And I was like, really? I'm not sure that I will.
So you weren't allowed because you weren't to damage any. My face, they didn't care. I could land face first for all they were worried. But,
no, but
I did it, luckily.
They did. They did actually offer me to. And then when you guys jumped out, I was like, well, now I feel like I've missed out on something. And then afterwards, when you guys were like, oh, my God, that was the best thing I've ever done. I want to go straight back up. I had massive FOMO.
I don't think I said that. Paul did, but I don't know that I did. All right.
Now that we got that out of the way, thanks for the backstory, Megan.
That was for charity too.
This is the reason why we're talking to you, because it is for charity. Of course, it is Movember, and you've turned watches to men's health to helping with Movember with Uncle Jack Watches.
Yes, I have. So Uncle Jack is a Melbourne-based watch company, and I've been a bit of a fan for a couple of years of their brand, and they came to me to see if I wanted to collaborate with them and design a limited edition collection of watches. And what we really wanted to do was, you know, give it a bit more of a bigger purpose. And seeing as men's health in Movember has been, you know, a cause close to my heart, very close to my partner's heart, because he's an ambassador, we thought that it would be great to be able to create something beautiful for people to buy and then give part of those proceeds over to Movember.
Well, it is a cause close to most of our partner's heart, well, just sort of to the south. and so obviously most of us have a stake in it. The watches are really lovely. They're very simple and slim. And I always like either a very slim watch or a really big fat one. Nothing in between.
Well, that was the thing too, is that for me, I really wanted to designed something that was really classic, really sleek, not too many bells and whistles, that was unisex as well, so yeah, something for ladies and for men. You know, something that was also fashionable, but that had a lot of appeal for people. So, yeah, I'm really happy with the design.
It goes from day to night, and I don't mean that in terms of it keeping time.
I got to admit, I sort of see some symbolism here with the watches, because for a lot of men, in fact, 3,300 men with prostate cancer who will die in Australia in 2016, I mean, often, correct, as soon as they hear the fact that they've got prostate cancer, the time starts ticking to when things will go south quite quickly. But if you're onto it quite early on, and if you're getting regular checkups, that's not the case. And that's the important thing to remember.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I think with myself and my partner, Sean, that's one message that we really want to hammer home, is that, you know, I think often with men, especially of the older generation, they are quite often the ones to kind of poo-poo going to the doctors. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be poked and
procrastinate.
She'll be right.
It's nothing.
Fine. It's just a niggle.
I'll walk it
and
off.
And they're the things that you shouldn't ignore, because that was the case with Sean's dad. He put off the symptoms and going to the doctor and getting checkups for quite some time. It took quite a while and some serious nagging from Sean and his mum before his dad went, and then by that stage it was too late. And so we don't want to panic, but by the same token, it costs you nothing to just, well, it does cost something, of course, but to go to a doctor and get peace of mind and maybe possibly catch something early, I think it's well worth it, not just for yourself, but your family and your loved ones as well.
Look, a great excuse to buy a beautiful watch and at the same time be helping with men's health as well.
Yeah.
And of course, Christmas just around the corner, three of these watches and they're limited editions as well. So it's all coming together quite nicely.
Good little stocking filler. Good little stocking filler, absolutely. And you're right, it's good when you know it's going to a great cause as well.
All the best with it. Megan Gale, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See ya. Bye.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly. This is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
Sit down, eyes front, hands above the desk. No gum.
Class no gum. Yes, and don't put the gum on your iPads, just to make certain it's up to date. Look, I don't know what's going on with the ABC. I know they're not known for their advertising, as they're not allowed to advertise. But I kind of feel like when you have a Doctor Who spin-off show called Class, you should kind of know about it. Don't you think? Like, Doctor Who's a pretty big franchise all over the world. Maybe this is due to all the different social media outlets. Maybe, you know, once upon a time you just bought the TV Week and you knew what was going to be on, and now you have to look at all these different formats to find out what's happening. I didn't know this show had already started in Australia until I saw a random tweet on my feed. So I had to go back and watch a couple of episodes to get myself up to speed with this. And I'm glad I did, because being a Doctor Who fan, I'm always happy to see what they're going to play around with in that universe. First of all, you would have to say it's derivative, but what might surprise you is what it's derivative of. So I thought it might be a little bit like Diet Doctor Who, you know, one calorie of Time Lord, but it actually reminded me of a British Buffy the Vampire Slayer. For starters, it's set at a school that is well known in Doctor Who mythology, and because of the shenanigans that have gone on there in the past, that means that time is kind of soft and all these monsters can come through. So that's pretty much your Hellmouth there, and gives you a reason to have a new monster each week. There's a sarcastic bottle blonde frenemy and Miss Quill, so that kind of gives you your Spike analogy right there. By the way, if you're not a Buffy fan either, I'm probably talking gobbledygook, but this is deep nerd dive right here, my friend. There's a young girl who appears to be a pushover, but really is someone you can rely on in a tough situation. So bingo, we have Willow. So there's all sorts of things that you can compare to Buffy, and then you put it in a British setting, so they're a little more polite and they speak English properly. Apart from that, there's a lot to recognise before. So once you get off the jumping off point of recognising the characters, then it's got its own thing going. I was really surprised that it had a lot of blood and gore. Now, I'm not someone who really worries about that kind of stuff. And I remember as a kid being freaked out when I watched Doctor Who, when Tom Baker turned out to be green, looking like a cactus, and what appeared to be washing detergent all over him. Like, that scared me as a kid.
Had his scarf run? What happened?
He couldn't get it off. But there were some moments in this and I thought, oh, this might be a little bit on the scary side if you're a kid. So I don't know if I would necessarily worry about it, but I think as an adult or a parent, you might want to keep an eye out for that. I did appreciate the representation of different types of people in the show, which is much more indicative of the real world and not the world that Donald Trump wants us to be in. There's smart girls, there's boys with emotions, not everyone's white. It was like a real nice change of pace from a lot of TV shows in that regard.
Everyone's white.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, it's so many, you see so many shows that come out from America. Do you know what I mean?
It's like,
yeah, you know, there's some different shapes and colors and sizes here. So this is good. I only got an opportunity to watch the first three episodes, and there was a great appearance by Peter Capaldi as the Doctor in the first episode. But this is one of those shows where, you know, it might take a while to find its feet, but I enjoyed the first three episodes, and if you're a Doctor Who fan and you don't know what's on, go and check it out. Class, 7:30 p.m, ABC, Mondays. One thumb furiously working his sonic screwdriver.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are probably tucked away at home right now, same as the Elite Hideaway pool cover system. Out of sight, out of mind. See Elite at poolcovers.com.au.